T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Delegate John McGuire is with us. He's the Republican who represents a large swath of Henrico County. It's the 56th district, right, John?
That's right.
All right. Good morning. Well, I am glad you were with us. Fill us in on what is happening budget-wise. I've got all these different stories, and I suspect the devil's in the details here.
I don't think we have enough time to go over all of it.
Okay.
I think it's just you could sum it up by saying 2020 is 2020. And what I mean is, a year ago, if you told us we were going to have these conversations, you know, you can't go trick-or-treating, but you can riot and remove statues. It's just crazy. So, you know, the purpose of the special session, which, by the way, we might as well have been in session January, February, as long as it's lasted, was basically to fix a $2.8 billion shortfall or balance the budget. And just a couple of days ago, we actually finally got to that budget. But the theme has been police are bad and criminals are good. Mm-hmm. And it's unbelievable. You know, if we didn't have a police force, we wouldn't have a country. So it's just, I can give you lots of details if you like, but it's nuts.
Well, have you figured out, or have Democrats, I guess they run the place lock, stock, and barrel, they figured out what to do about this budget shortfall?
Well, yeah. What they did is, imagine if your house, you guys were over budget, you would probably spend less, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what they did, they added $200 million plus in more spending. So, if you ran your business like that, you'd be out of business.
And what's it on?
All kinds of special interest stuff. I mean, obviously, they did some good things in the budget. I'll give them that. They added some K-12 flexibility that helps with reopening schools. They gave some bonuses to state employees, which have been hit. They put some money towards broadband and some other things. But they also began the process of defunding the police. I think they've knocked off $8 million towards paying the police. And
so that's salaries, or that's money that goes towards programs? What does that money go to?
Well, it's a mixed bag, really. But they blocked a pay increase for sheriff deputies and regional jail employees. And here's the thing. I think that you would agree. Our police folks, men and women, have been under unusually high stress lately.
Yeah, I would say so.
And you know, what I love about our men and women who protect us is they don't do it for the pay. They're definitely not getting rich. I mean, every time they leave their home, you know, they might not come home. And to see things in the news where, who would want to be a police officer? Mm-hmm. It's nuts.
So they blocked a pay increase for the sheriff's deputies and jail officials.
Correct.
And what else do we need to know? I mean, that seems like an effort to drive people out of the profession. Like, all right, you're not going to get a pay raise. You're going to work longer hours. You're going to be mistreated by our people, so you probably should quit.
Yeah, well, there's a thing that, you know, police unions are different than, I would say they're different than regular unions with businesses and things like that. The good thing about police unions is they help you weed out bad cops. And they're always talking about, if there are bad cops, how do we weed them out? And they're trying to get rid of the police union. That helps you actually identify bad cops.
They'd argue that the unions are protecting the bad cops. I mean, I don't know, but
no, I don't agree with that. And that's not our stand on that. Let's see what else. They allowed, they voted to allow killers who refuse to tell police where they dumped the bodies of their victims to be released on parole, while victims' families have no closure. And I put in a couple of bills that add transparency to the parole board, because I don't know if you heard about that story up north where someone found out a woman was released from jail because they saw her getting a suntan in her front yard. And anyway, they killed those two transparency bills, which was shocking to me because I had a lot of Democrats on board who said the transparency was good. So it's just 2020 is an interesting year, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the parole board is out of control in Virginia, and they've taken some pretty extreme stances that in a normal year with a more objective, aggressive media in Richmond, that would be a problem. And I don't think they can be let off the hook. I mean, the idea of releasing a cop killer into the Richmond community and then having the cop killer show up and lecture us while the media films his little speech about how awful society is. I mean, that guy, it's hard for me to imagine that I'm in Virginia with behavior occurring.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we want to do is on the parole board website, they give you a list of folks that are released, but they don't tell you what their crime was or what their location is. Mm-hmm. So it's just somewhere in Virginia. You don't know. It could be right next door or right down the block with you. So we wanted to add to the website what the offense was and what locality. So it can give you some idea. But you've got to be a reporter who knows how to deep dive to get that information. But another thing, too, you might remember is a big thing is we were actually walking out of our bedroom and sitting on our laptop and doing Zoom calls every day. And so they wanted us to take our $210 a day per diem and get paid for staying at home, which is not fair to the taxpayers. So the Republican caucus, we refused to take that pay. So then they changed that travel pay per diem to a different name. So they voted to keep receiving the $210 expense payment.
What? So they're still getting the money. They've just renamed it so it's not called per diem, which of course indicates that it should be for expenses incurred while you're on travel. I mean, that business person understands that.
Right. They voted to keep receiving $210 expense payment for commuting from their bedroom to their couches for a virtual session. So, yeah, it's just, like I said, you know, elections have consequences. And how many days do we have left on November 3rd?
It's coming quick, but not fast enough. And then another year before you can do anything with the folks you've got representing you here.
Well, I think the contrast. Yeah. I think the contrast November 3rd and, of course, next year, it couldn't be any simpler. It's, you know, chaos over law and order. You know, people want to live, work, and raise a family. And I got to tell you, I've run into a lot of Democrats knocking on doors that said they've never voted Republican before. But this is ridiculous because people want to know they're safe. And when the mayor tells the police in the city to stand down night after night after night, he's not doing his job.
Yeah.
And so I'm cautiously optimistic about November 3rd.
Well, me too. And I appreciate you bringing us up to date on where things stand. It sounds as bad as I had imagined. So, you know, and you would know with your military background and running a business yourself, I mean, a real startup from scratch. Delegate John McGuire, the Republican who represents Henrico, I appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.